The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back up here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Wim, Matt the Miz Mizzler on the other side. We have run the gamut in talking. I mean, obviously, we spent a lot of time this morning talking about Michigan's loss to North Carolina last night. A lot of work to do. I mean, a lot to figure out for the Wolverines as they, in case you missed it, the game, it started out well. I mean, it was a game at halftime. If you only looked at the final score, you think, man, they just got run off the floor. But a couple of things is their shooting, which, you know, has been an issue this season. It was good in the early going, and it sort of faded down the stretch. And then you get into the second half, and the defensive lapses picked up. You had Hunter Dickinson getting some foul trouble, and you just really see everything on the offensive end of the floor be a real struggle for them right now. So there's a lot to figure out, which we've talked about at length here this morning. We'll get into it more over on the Michigan Basketball Insider. The next episode set to record here soon with Tim McCormick. Really focusing on, I said, man, they need to figure out how they can work the post better. I think run more of the offense through Hunter Dickinson, despite some of the issues they have shooting the ball that are going to leave the floor a bit compressed. Can you still figure out ways to work it into him? And that's where we will go to the lab with Tim McCormick. But after that, it's some other guys need to get more out of some of the other guys. I think we're getting a feel for what Devontae Jones is and what he isn't. Right. I certainly think that you can see the markings of a guy who could be good in a two-man game, but he definitely needs a ball screen to create leverage. Not getting leverage from quickness, not getting leverage from his jump shot routinely. You feel like he can shoot it better than he has been, and hopefully that will pick up. But he's never going to be a guy that you give it to and say, go create. That's going to have to come with some ball screen action, which he is still, and they are still sort of establishing that two-man game chemistry. But in terms of just creativity off the bounce, as an individual, as maybe an ISO guy or a guy who you know, they aren't going to feel comfortable just getting up and stepping on his toes. I think that comes from your young guys. I think that's Frankie. I think that's Kobe. And they happen to be freshmen. But looking at Michigan now, 4-3 on the season, you know, ordinarily for a squad that's if you're a top five team, in the country, and you know you're talking like, hey, you're thinking the approach is, hey man, this is a team that's a one seed, right? You really don't have time to have the growing pains be something that you build into your expectations. Like, I mean, we'll get you in where we can. You're gonna get 9-10 minutes here. Maybe you get 13-15 another game, but it's going to fluctuate. It's not going to be the same every game because of what we are. But at 4-3, I mean, I think the outlook is a bit different. They got a lot of growing to do, and I think we've seen at this point, even if you talk about how, you know, some of the discoveries that they already seem to be making with Musa and having more of the emphasis be with some of his minutes, I think that shift and getting more minutes for Frankie and for Kobe, and just living with some of the young player issues that come with, I think that's something. I think we're at that point where that's something that you just got to live with, because where's your creativity off the bounce going to come? Right now, it's only Eli, right? It's only Eli that really gives you that with any consistency. And after that, who's really capable of giving you that kind of creativity? And I think it's those two guys. And so with the way things are going, with how much they're struggling offensively, get to the point where, hey, man, how much worse can it be with the young players? I mean, they, you know, the games at Carolina and against Arizona haven't been close. Right, and we know that they struggle with Tarleton State. And that's, you know, give Tarleton State some credit, as I did earlier in the show. They gave Gonzaga a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a challenge there. So, you know, that there's some credit to be given to them as well. My point is, with where they are, especially on the offensive end, I don't think it could be much worse with the young players. And then when you talk about their you know, their issues maybe paving the way for them playing better as you get deeper into conference play. I know they have a couple of conference games coming up, but you know how the fractured conference schedule is now, where you get those, you get a couple of conference games, you know, early in December, and then you go back to the non-conference before you get back to your regular sort of conference slate in January. Now, I think December is a time to really be working those guys in more. Time will tell on that, but I wanted to switch gears as I tried to, you know, keep the mood upbeat. Gave you some Jet Howard earlier in the show, right? I told you, let me get my sounder, Miz. Let me get my announcement sounder.
Oh, yep. Let me go to this. Boom, boom, boom. Bing, bong.
That's right. Sports Talk 1050 WTKA with a great announcement. We told you we'd be on the road, but we didn't tell you where. We said we're going to Indy, but it was like, okay, you're going to Indy and you're just going to be there. I mean, is the show going to go on the road, Sam? Where are you going to be? Are you going to take the KeyBank countdown to kick off to Indianapolis?
Yeah.
I can say exactly. I can say definitely the answer to that question is yes. A resounding yes. The KeyBank countdown to kick off will be in Indianapolis. And we have a prime location. The countdown to kickoff will air live in Indy at the Slippery Noodle. The Slippery Noodle is, this is like, you know, the place to go in Indianapolis. It's Indianapolis' oldest bar. They call it the home of the blues. It is just a couple of blocks away, less than two blocks away from Lucas Oil Stadium. So if you're in the area, if you're in Indy, going to the Big Ten Championship game, you're going to be down there early. Be sure to come by the Slippery Noodle. Come by, say hey, hang out. We're going to have some fun. Maybe. What time is Michigan basketball on Saturday?
1 o'clock tip-off. So who knows? Maybe you guys will be hanging out there watching Michigan play San Diego State.
Yeah, man. Or at least part of it, you know, toward the end of the game. But we will be broadcasting live from 4 until 7. So those of you not in Indy, you'll be able to hear us, of course. But if you're in Indy, be sure to drop through, come by, say hey. We're going to be having a good time down in Indianapolis, Big Ten Championship game. We're going to have coming up in the next hour, by the way, give us some insight on Iowa from 24/7 Sports' Iowa site. David Eichholz is going to come on and give us an in-depth sort of report, some in-depth perspective and insight on the Hawkeyes this season, what they are heading into this game with Michigan. But again, we're going to be at the Slippery Noodle for the KeyBank countdown to kickoff this Saturday, live in Indianapolis, 4 to 7 p.m., just a block and a half away from Lucas Oil Field. But in the spirit of keeping you upbeat, right, getting you ready for this game, another just more great breakdowns. You've already heard from Devin Gardner, who as always is jovial, spirited, insightful, and fiery self. We heard from Jack Miller, who we went between the lines with and talked about how much they just got their behinds whooped on the whole game on both sides of the ball. Al Borges, who we get the deepest into the X's and O's with, and it was another outstanding Chalk Talk session. You can check it out over on our YouTube page. Be sure to like and subscribe to the Michigan Insider YouTube page, as that continues to be fire, continues to grow stronger by the day, seemingly. But I got to draw attention to my man, Vance Bedford. Now, I would say that Vance Bedford was in rare form, but he's like this all the time, folks. If you haven't seen, former Michigan assistant, so Vance was two times a defensive backs coach at the University of Michigan, first in the mid to late 90s. He was Charles Woodson's DB coach, Marcus Ray's DB coach, that whole crew before he went on to coach with the Bears. Came back to college, was the coordinator with Oklahoma State for a while. He was the coordinator for Louisville for a while, coordinator at Texas. He was DB coach at Florida as well when Urban Meyer was there. Vance has been around. So he was always one of my go-tos, you know, as I'm watching games and I have questions. I mean, you like to be able to go to coaches, right? So Vance was always one of my guys. And we came to it this year, say, Vance, why don't we take our conversations to the people? Well, he really takes our conversations. Like, the stuff that Vance would say to me, oh, yeah, you're hearing it. Uncut, unfiltered, raw, right? Which I love about Vance. I dig that about Vance. You can check it out over on the Michigan Insider YouTube page. But I'm going to give you a snippet. And let me set this up. So, as I hear Quincy Webb talking very, really loudly in the background, giving him a shout here on the airwaves, you have in the fourth quarter, Aiden Hutchinson lined up. Now, he has been beaten on that tail the whole game. And it's to the point now where Aiden is talking to the Ohio State offense. He is talking to them, Miz. Now, people can't see this on the screen. If you go to the YouTube, I think they may have shown it during the broadcast. I don't know because I didn't watch the actual broadcast, but it certainly shows up on the coach's copy where Aiden Hutchinson is talking to the Ohio State line, the offense, the quarterback. He's telling them, come on my way. Come get some more of this behind whooping. I'm not done with you yet. Come get some more. My arm ain't tired yet. My switch isn't broken yet. The belt isn't worn out yet. Come get some more, Miz. That's what he's saying. He's waving them in. And when I say he destroyed, I mean, I think Mumford just got Big Ten. See, this tells me a little something about some of these Big Ten awards. Because Miz, Mel Tucker gets Coach of the Year, which I think is a farce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had a good year. He didn't have not because he didn't have a good year. Understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that Mel Tucker didn't have a good year. Mel Tucker had a good year. He had a good year. But he didn't have a better year than Jim Harbaugh. You mean to tell me you get beat, you get destroyed, you get eviscerated, you get drawn and quartered, you get curb stomped, you get American Mead. If you haven't seen American Mead, you get American Mead by Ohio State, and you're the coach of the year?
Man, he needs some milk.
Stop it. Stop it. People weren't expecting much from Michigan State. They were expecting a lot from Michigan. I seem to recall many people not giving Michigan much hope this season. Not to contend for a championship. And hell, and beat Ohio State. Who outside of Ann Arbor was saying they would beat Ohio State? But all of a sudden, they do it, and in convincing, in dominant fashion. And it's impressive, but not Coach of the Year worthy. It sort of makes me think that maybe these awards were determined before the Ohio State game because Thayer Munford is all Big Ten player. Did you see?
Who?
Thayer Munford.
Who?
So he got destroyed in this game, Miz.
Who?
The man. He is the Ohio State tackle that Aiden Hutchinson came off the edge and lifted off his feet.
Oh, you talking about Pancake Mufford. I got you, Pancake.
Miz, I don't know what his name is. I don't know. The man he's missing in action. He's on the missing persons list. He's on the back of milk cartons.
I was going to say, check the milk cartons, people. I'm pretty sure he's a short stack right now.
He is hiding after what Aiden Hutchinson did to him, Miz. But he is all Big Ten first team. So, again, like I said, they must have determined some of these awards before the game. But we had to highlight this particular play with Vance Bedford. I said, I got to get Vance's reaction because his reactions are so unique. And it's a what you see is what you get. We had already talked about the three sacks that Aiden got. And I said, man, but this play where he waves to the Ohio State line, the Ohio State offense, say, yeah, come on over here. Because I'm whooping on this dude's ass. This dude can't do anything with me. So come on over my way again. And when they snap the ball, he comes off and destroys him, Miz. Destroys him. And when I say Vance gave me what I was looking for a reaction, all right, so here we go. I'm going to play it for you. Now, you got to go to the YouTube page to watch the whole thing, right, to see the X's and O's breakdown. He does draw up the plays. But this translates to radio, too, where you can just hear Vance Bedford's reaction about the decision by Ryan Day to not help these tackles against Aiden Hutchinson and Dave Ajabo, but especially Aiden Hutchinson. Here we go. And this is, I just set up the play. This is right before we break down and show Aiden Hutchinson coming off the edge and destroying Thayer Mumford.
But to me, the most impressive play of the game, this is tone. This is the tone that he set on the day. This one more than any other one. And I'm sure you folks have seen, some of y'all have seen the highlights, so you know where I'm going with it. But Aiden Hutchinson, you said they thought they had Orlando Pace out there. They knew it after this play, and they did not, Vance. I don't know what this was they had out there, Vance. It damn sure wasn't Orlando Pace. Man, it wasn't number one.
Casper, the friendly ghost, that's how he played the whole time. He was invisible out there.
Yeah, no. I don't know this young man from Adam on the Street. I just know that after this game, he'd ever want to see Aiden Hutchinson again. And he hanging off a cliff, dangling with his life depending on it. He don't want to see Aiden Hutchinson sticking a hand out, Van.
I tell you what, when I was back in high school, if I had a game like that, my coach say, heading back home, we're not feeding you. You're not eating. That's how you play. You don't deserve to eat.
Oh, Van. Oh. So here we go. I'm going to bring this up on the screen. And, man, I'm just going to let me circle Aiden. Let me help people out. I'm on as if you need Aiden to be circled. This Aiden Hutchinson. Just watch this. Just watch this physical destruction on this play. And then, Vance, I'll have you react to it. Because I love Vance Bedford's reaction to plays like this.
Again, we're going to have we got a guy blitzing off the edge. So Aiden, he goes right through the beard and neck of that offensive tackle. I mean, it is impressive. Look at the physicality. I mean, it's just, that's embarrassing. I mean, I wouldn't even go to my own sideline. I would walk in right now, take my uniform off, and start walking back to Columbus. I mean, for that to happen, for that offensive line coach, I mean, he has to be sick today. He's like, son, what's wrong with you? Did your girlfriend quit you? I don't know what happened. Because this is, I mean, you can see that. Look at
this. Wait. Hold on, man. Hey, you see Aiden talking to him, though?
Yeah, he's talking, I'm coming. He said, I'm coming right now. He said, I'm coming, I'm taking your lunch money. So you're right. Not weak today, son. Hey, no.
Right. Watch him talking to him. He's talking to him.
He said, yeah, keep sliding my way. He telling him right now, slide my way. I got you. And man, he runs right, lift him off the ground. I mean, that's, oh my goodness. Son, take a seat and watch the game from the stand. I got popcorn. I got it free for you. It's all good.
That was, to me, that was the game.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson, y'all can't stop me. Y'all can't do nothing with me. And that was one of the things that was so, I mean, especially on offense. On defense, I kind of understand, Vance, that, you know, they had Kerry Combs as the defensive coordinator early in the season, right? Yeah. They said he can't do it. They have him, he get coffee in the press box. That's what he does now. He don't coach a thing. He don't call a single play. He's the coordinator and don't coordinate, man. I don't know what he does during the game. So they say, you sit down, and they bring in another guy who simplifies the defense. It's understandable that they don't have a whole lot of moves that they can make, a whole lot of adjustments that they can make on that side of the ball. But offense, fans, I mean, that's their defensive strategy. We're going to score 1,000 points, and it don't matter what we do on defense. That's their defensive strategy. In this game, though, when Michigan is just getting pressure on the quarterback, I gave you the numbers. 15 times they moved the quarterback off his spot. 15 times he got his throws rushed. 15 times Aiden Hutchinson got a pressure. Man, Vance, I didn't see the adjustment to that the whole game.
He thought nobody can do it, but if you look at Ohio State through the season, Penn State slowed them down because they had good defensive backs. Nebraska slowed them down. Now, we had really good defensive backs, but we have something the other two teams didn't have, a great pass rush. So they came into the game and saying, we're going to spread you out. We're going to have time. We're going to take advantage of you and beat you. They didn't do that because they had no time. I mean, I'd have looked at teams that given Michigan problems on defense. I'd have been formation to the boundary. I'd been in bunch formation. I'd have been in motion. I'd attack Michigan that way. I saw empty formation. I'm up there. I'm scratching my head. Like, what is this cat doing? First of all, it's cold. It's snowing. The ball is hard as a rock. And you're going to think it's going to be easy to catch the football? Now I got to protect my two tackles versus these two defensive ends that might blitz me. So now it might be 5 1-on-1s. I'm thinking, what is Ryan Day doing? I keep hearing he's a genius. Well, I guess he had a concussion going to his ball game. That's how he called the game, like he was concussed. That's all I got. I mean, you know, hey, I'm gold blue all the way. I got nothing to do with the Buck Ducks out there. So I'm just calling as I see it. So they get mad, tell them to come and fire me. I don't work. I'm free. Now,
hey.
So then afterwards, he took us inside and he served us pancakes.
Hold on. That part was the part where I had – it was hard for me to keep it together, Biz, where he said they keep telling me he's a genius. But he must have been concussed. Because that's how he caught this game. Like, he was concussed. I said, Vance, you a fool, man. You a fool. But hey, he ain't scared of Ryan Day. He's scared of Ryan Day. I love it. You can watch the whole thing. It's like every single breakdown with Vance Befford is like that, where he don't pull punches. He will let you know if it's Ryan Day, whoever it is, Urban Meyer, whoever it is, he's going to tell you exactly what's on his mind. I got to play it again. I got to play it again, Miz.
They didn't do that because they had no time. I mean, I'd have looked at teams that given Michigan problems on defense. I'd have been formation to the boundary. I've been in bunch formation. I'd have been in motion. I attacked Michigan that way. I saw empty formation. I'm up there. I'm scratching my head. Like, what is this cat doing? First of all, it's cold. It's snowing. The ball is hard as a rock. And you're going to think it's going to be easy to catch the football? Now I got to protect my two tackles versus these two defensive ends that might blitz me. So now it might be 5 1-on-1s. I'm thinking, what is Ryan Day doing? I keep hearing he's a genius. Well, I guess he had a concussion going to his ball game. That's how he called the game, like he was concussed. That's all I got. I mean, you know, hey, I'm both.
Miss, hey, it's fun. You got, I tell you, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun, man. A lot of work and a lot of fun with my crew that I do these breakdowns with, whether it's Vance Befford or Al Borges or Devin, of course, that you guys hear every Monday, or Jack Miller. We have a ball. I hope you have a ball watching them as well. You can always check them out on our YouTube page, the Michigan Insider YouTube page. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube page because it'll keep going. It'll keep growing. We need to get to a break. Before we do, again, I always like to keep you up to speed on the great deals, right? Now, some of you are in the market for equipment, heavy-duty equipment, right? Construction equipment, like skid steers and, you know, whatever you may need, right? Compact track loaders. Our friends at Alta Equipment, they're the ones that can meet your needs. Right now, look, whether that's here in the winter, I mean, some of you might have some jobs that you still want to get done in the winter, or getting your equipment now so it's ready for the spring. You can take advantage of great deals over at Alta Equipment, Michigan's number one dealer, one-stop dealer for all compact construction equipment, including Takauchi equipment, well-known for brute strength and bulletproof durability. You can get high production with minimum downtime. And right now, put a Takauchi to work for you with 0% financing for 48 months on compact track loaders. Come in for a demo. Find out why Takauchi equipment from Alta Equipment is the best choice for you. The best in the Midwest, Alta Equipment with 7 locations throughout Michigan. Give them a call at 844-GO-2-ALTA. That's 844-GO-2-ALTA and tell them Sam sent you. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Nope. Excuse me.
Yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.